That squeal tells you it's pure pork goodness. K-Pig, KPIG, Freedom, California, 107.5 FM.
Well, he was an expert on the Constitution. He was the king of pork barrel politics. Once he belonged to the Ku Klux Klan, he also became a civil rights activist, frailed a pretty good banjo in bluegrass sessions, and now he is gone at age 92. Robert Byrd, senator from West Virginia, longtime conscience and historian of the Constitution within the Senate, one of the last of the kind who would stand up and talk about what it was that was on his mind in the Constitution for hours if necessary, although in the last few years his performances have not been up to par. Robert Byrd will be missed. He will be missed politically. His death cast doubt on the banking and finance reform bill, which is hanging fire. It's also an interesting situation politically. Under the law in West Virginia, if a vacancy occurs, somebody dies in office more than 2.5 years before his term limit, then the governor can appoint a replacement only until the next election, which would be this November. If he dies after that point in time, then he fills out the term of the unexpired term of the senator. This would be, Robert Byrd would have been 2.5 years in on this next Friday. So we'll see exactly how that one comes down, waiting for the state, attorney general or secretary of state to rule. But Robert Byrd, 93 years old, served since 1958. Served in the House before that. I was in high school when that guy got elected. In other news of significance, an election over the weekend, no results yet, but the Kyrgyzstanis who vote, God knows what portion of the population that is, have voted on a new constitution. Meanwhile, the Russians and the United States are combining their efforts to get aid and other forces into Kyrgyzstan under the provisions of mutual defense. The aid is still hanging fire, however, and there is no word from Osh, the city in the south where the Uzbeks are being purged. The G20 summit set a 5-year withdrawal from Afghanistan as one of the common goals of the greater economic body, Afghan, British, and NATO pressure on the group to try and get some sort of a definitive statement, which they acquired. The president also says that everybody in the group has agreed on a number of other policies, most of which mean a cessation or reduction of deficit spending by all of the members in the group by 2015, which is somewhat in line with the president's alignment, which we had announced unilaterally for trying to do the same thing by 2013. Today begins the Supreme Court appointment hearings for Elena Kagan, the Senate Judiciary Committee. The senators will all make opening statements. Ms. Kagan will make her opening statement, and then they all go out to lunch and come back tomorrow for questioning of this woman. Could she sit on the Supreme Court? Oh, Lord, man. It's over. I mean, for those of you who are groupies to individual leaders for causes and things like that, kiss it goodbye if you're on global warming with Al Gore. It's not that anything is going to freeze over that we expected to melt or anything like that, but Al Gore as a symbol is finished. The police in Portland have released the taped statements of a massage appointment masseuse in his hotel room 4 years ago at 11:30 at night, who claims that he groped her and treated her badly sexually. The taped statement includes a point where she says, "I told him he was a crazed sex puppy, poodle, excuse me, a crazed sex poodle." That is the image that will be in front of everybody's imagination in Al Gore's appearances from here on out. If he wants to make rock festivals and things like that, he's probably cool, but it's just the end of that particular image and career. Crazed sex poodle, oh, Lord. And that's enough news for now. I'm Travis T. Hip on the Pig on the radio on a Monday. Stay tuned.